Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to the Conservative Cauldron, Bewitching Radio.
Because the real issues that are going on here is all of the scandals that are plaguing the White House right now. You still got Fast and Furious. Nobody really knows what happened there yet. It's still being looked at, and Eric Holder and his merry band of thieves are still stonewalling with investigations into Fast and Furious. Benghazi, are we ever going to know what happened in Benghazi? And the thing about this is that President Obama, he accused the GOP of trying to distract from his agenda of trying to kickstart the economy with a lot of phony scandals. Okay, phony scandals. You have four dead people in Benghazi, including an American ambassador. You have a border agent dead on the border here in our own country. I think maybe that if he went to the friends and the families and the loved ones of these four dead Americans, they're probably not going to agree with his assessment that it's phony. You've got the IRS scandal that's still going on. There's still, there's talk that even now that they continue to target conservatives and conservative groups. And we'll get to that here in a few minutes. But I listened to part of the speech. I listened to bits and pieces here and there because, again, it was an hour and 6 minutes. We all have lives. Do we all really have time to sit around and listen to Barack Obama for an hour and 6 minutes talk about investments and infrastructures and roads and the same old, like I said, the same old song and dance that has been going on for 5 years now? Do we all, any of us really have time to listen to it? We all know it's coming. And so, it's a waste of time. And so that was on Wednesday. We also had a vote in the House yesterday, I believe. I'm sorry, Wednesday. Take that back. On Wednesday, was voted on to scale back the NSA, the collecting of data on regular Americans. And there's a big, they're building right now, I guess it's close to being done. They're building a big, gigantic, I don't think you could call it a warehouse. It's I don't know what you call it. It's a massive structure in Utah. And what this is that it is designed to hold all of this data, all of the phone call information, all of the email information, all of the data mining information that the NSA is collecting on everyday average Americans. And so Representative Justin Amash from Michigan was the chief sponsor of this bill. It offered an addition to a $598.3 billion deficit spending bill for 2014. It would have canceled the statutory authority for the NSA program, ending the agency's ability to collect phone records and metadata under the USA Patriot Act, unless it can identify a specific individual that is under investigation. And the way the vote went down here on this is really kind of unusual. I don't think we're going to see this on anything again in a really long time. The final vote was the bill was shot down by a vote of 217 to 205. But what was really interesting is that you had a lot of very conservative Republicans and a lot of very liberal Democrats all on the same side of this. And it was really interesting to see a lot of the people who voted together. And let's see, what else? Even Jim Sensenbrenner, Representative Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin, he is a senior member of the Judiciary Committee, and he was one of the writers of the original Patriot Act. And even he has said that what the federal government is doing right now in the collection of all of this data, it's not exactly what they had in mind in the beginning. Directly after 9/11, when we were even in a more heightened state of concern than we are now about information and about collecting information on people that we may think may have plans to harm the country. And, you know, it's, like I said, we've had a lot of liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans who this really didn't get voted on down party lines. And what it really comes down to is, are the American people, are we willing to sacrifice a little bit of freedom for a little bit of liberty? And, you know, there's a very fine line here to this, and I don't know that you can have one without the other. It's really that simple. If you are someone who is willing to sacrifice some of your liberty in the form of the federal government spying on you, that doesn't make you free. If the federal government is monitoring your phone calls and monitoring your emails and monitoring via collection of license plate photos and things like that, because it is happening in certain places, are you really free? And if that's happening and you're okay with that, I don't think that you really are. And it goes against the very basic idea of constitutional freedoms and liberties. And but also what was interesting too about this is that while this was also going on, we also had another hearing in Washington going on today. While Barack Obama is calling all of these phony scandals that the GOP is just trying to gin up, and we're all just trying to distract from his great message. This is the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee who is investigating this, and they brought retiring IRS tax law specialist Carter Hull before this committee. And Mr. Hull has a wealth of experience at the IRS, about 48 years worth. And he was the one who said that he was told to send all of these Tea Party and all of these conservative applications of these groups to the IRS's chief counsel, who is William Wilkins. Say that three times fast. Of all of the employees and all of the appointees at the IRS, there are only two who are political appointees, which is that they are appointed by a sitting president. And Mr. Wilkins is a political appointee. He is an Obama political appointee. And earlier this week, Joe Scarborough, who I tend to think of as the poster child for rhinos, and he makes rhinos look conservative, but he's been hanging around with all those liberals on MSNBC for forever and a day. I hope they're paying him a lot of money to have sold his soul to the devil in the form of MSNBC. But he had Jay Carney, White House spokesman Jay Carney, on the hot seat this week, and he was kind of giving Jay the business, and it was really kind of amusing to watch. But I think that Jay had just a little bit of a Freudian slip. See if you can catch this little slippage here of Jay Carney.
Capitol Hill, and I see you smiling. I don't know that there's anything to smile about, that it wasn't a couple of crazy people in Cincinnati, that this information actually went up to the chief counsel of the IRS, which was one of two political appointees by the President of the United States and the entire IRS. So,
Joe, I greatly appreciate that is the line that is being pushed by Republicans who want Washington to be focused on scandals instead of the economy.
Is that the truth or not, Jay? Is that the truth or not? You said, Jay, that this was limited to Cincinnati. That wasn't true.
No.
I want to talk about the economy, but don't give me talking points, because that doesn't work on this show, and you've been here long enough to know it doesn't work on this show.
Okay.
So answer my question, and then let's talk about the economy.
When you get to the question, I'll answer it. Here it is. What we said
I gave
all
you the question,
is,
and you decided to fight me, Jay. So stop your games with me. We've known each other for too long. I'm not playing your games. I'm not somebody you talk down to from your podium. Answer my question, Jay.
Joe, please, let me answer it. There is no question that activity that occurred at the White House, at the IRS, was inappropriate, and the president made sure, made clear that he wanted to take care of it, and he appointed somebody who's doing that. What we have, and what we said all.
You know, the question all along here has been, where does this go from not just a couple of rogue agents in Cincinnati? We know at this point that, that it does, all roads do lead to Washington. Whether or not they actually lead to the White House is still up in the air. It's still in question. But for Jay to slip up like that and start to say White House, I mean, it's plain as the nose on your face. And he wanted to say IRS. It's, well, you know, we can all speculate as to just how far up this might go, and maybe we can get a little more out of Jay if somebody other than Joe Scarborough is interviewing him. Maybe we can get just a little bit more out of Jay, and maybe we can get him to slip up just a little bit more if we could get somebody else to interview him. Could be interesting. Anyway. I'm going to take a break here, and I guess we're going to come back and talk about, oh, God, I guess we have to talk about Wiener. Anyway, you're listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. I'm your host, Becky Noble. Glad you guys could all be here with me tonight. I'll be back in a minute. Hang on.
You're listening to the Conservative Cauldron, Bewitching Radio.
And we're back. You're listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. I'm your host, Becky Noble. It's Friday night, and where else would you be but listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio? Because this is the place to be on Friday night. Glad you could all hang out with me. We got lots to talk about here right now. We've been talking about the president's economic speeches here that he gave on Wednesday. And, you know, it's funny because he said he wanted to get people's focus back on the economy and back on jobs. Well, you know what, Mr. President? I think that for the 90 million people who are out of work and many of those who have just quit looking for work, I don't think they were ever not focused on it. Maybe it was you that were not focused on the economy when you were so busy listening to the George Zimmerman trial. Maybe if you had paid a little bit more attention to the economy and a little bit less attention to Trayvon Martin, maybe, well, we probably would have these problems because they started a long time ago when you were busy taking vacations and doing all kinds of other things. So there's that. We have the ongoing IRS hearings also in Washington. They have been talking to William Wilkins, who is the IRS chief counsel. And incidentally, Mr. Wilkins has an interesting history. He is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. Imagine that. He has generously donated to a lot of Democrats' candidates over the years. He has been a partner with Wilmer, Cutler, Pickering, Gale, and Dorr law firm since D.C. law firm since 1988. And the cherry on the cake of this is that he represented none other than the Right Reverend Jeremiah Rice, Chicago Church. The one that Barack Obama attended for 20 years, but never heard Reverend Wright say things like "Goddamn America," and we all know Reverend Wright's list of greatest hits. But he did work for Reverend Wright's church on a pro bono basis before he was at the IRS. So that there are a few interesting little tidbits about Mr. Wilkins, who is the IRS counsel. Anyway, also, I guess the big scandalous news, as if Fast and Furious, the IRS, Benghazi, you know, and this is only, it's only 2013. We've got how many more years to go of this, people? Brace yourselves, because we're probably never going to find out what is going on with these other things, but, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And so I'm sure that by the time we get to 2016, not only will we all be exhausted, but we'll all be looking into how many more other scandals, because we all know that this is the tip of the iceberg, and there's plenty more where this came from. But then, of course, we had this week, and it has been a very long week for former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who is right smack dab in the middle of running for mayor of New York City. Well, it seems as though former Congressman Weiner, well, he's got a problem, keeping things to himself, you could say. He has been caught sexting, I guess is the proper term for it. More pictures of himself in various stages of undress and various stages of, it just makes you want to take a shower. Various stages of, well, excitement, shall we say. He's been texting these rather, really, truly disturbing pictures to a host of young ladies on the internet, very young ladies in their 20s. He came out this week and admitted to his indiscretions with his wife, Huma Abedin, by his side. Huma is a kind of Hillary Clinton was her right-hand woman. And it seems as though Huma has also been to the Hillary Clinton School of Stand By Your Man, because, it always seems that these guys, and you know what, there's a few Republicans here in the mix too. You know, I mean, have we heard of Mark Sanford? Have we heard of David Vitter? Yeah, we have. But it always seems like there's these guys that are Democrats standing on a podium talking about whatever it is they've done that they're truly sorry for and that they know they're not going to get caught at again. They're never going to do it again. And there's always the good wife standing at his side. And I know that right now, since these new revelations have come to light that Anthony Weiner is now down in the polls for the mayoral race in New York. He's down about, I've heard anywhere from 9 to 14 points. He's dropping like a stone. And but he says he's going to remain in the race. And that actually may be kind of fun to watch him be in the race and see if New Yorkers who, you know, really sometimes things like this don't faze them. And, they elect people in spite of themselves. And when you look at Huma, Anthony Weiner's wife, and I feel sorry for her. Maybe she is a little trapped. I know people don't have a lot of sympathy for her. Perhaps she knew what she was getting into when she married this creep. And could it be? You could also ask the question, I guess, are these two people who are just so craving of power and so craving of notoriety that they're going to try and muddle through and get through whatever it is they've done and whatever indiscretion they've committed that they knew sooner or later was going to come to light. But they think that they can just kind of slide through it and that eventually, the media and people will move on to the next story, and they're not going to pay attention. You know, that could be. But we will have to, it will remain to be seen how Anthony Weiner does in the mayoral race, and how much more of these pictures and text messages and tweets and things like that, how many more of these are going to come out? Because they seem to be never ending, and it seems like every other day that he is announcing again, well, yeah, I'm not done yet. There's going to be some more coming out. Brace yourself. You know, how many more announcements like this is he going to have to make? And, you know, I think it kind of says a little bit about our culture, too, because we also had this week Milwaukee outfielder, the Milwaukee Brewers, Ryan Braun, admitted to steroid use this week, and he has been suspended for the remainder of the 2013 baseball season, which is approximately 65 games, and he is going to lose also, it's going to hurt Ryan in the wallet too, he is going to lose about $3.2 million in salary also. And, you know, you can almost kind of take these two stories together, and you have two guys here who are in very prominent positions. People know who they are, and they do these things. Are they so full of arrogance? Are they so full of ego that they think they can do it, and A, maybe they won't get caught, and maybe they can just slip right under the radar and nobody's going to notice it? Or in the case of Weiner, are people going to find out about it? Are the revelations going to come out? And like I just said, do they think that people are going to be all up in arms about it for a while, and then the media and everyone else will move on to the next story and they'll forget about it? It kind of says something about what Americans will put up with, what they'll put up and what they'll not put up with from politicians, from professional athletes. And, you know, in the case of Ryan Braun, too, there's a guy who, whether he likes it or not, kids are going to look up to him. And it's just kind of sad to see somebody fall, because he is a good athlete. And we'll have to see what happens next year. If he's going to be able to stay clean and get past this. Also, real quick, I may have to save part of this for next week, too. There's a poll here from the Daily Caller, and it says that race relations have plummeted since Obama took office. Only 52% of whites and 38% of blacks have a favorable opinion of race relations in the country. And anyway, that's just a little teaser. I'll have to get back to that next week. Gosh, this time goes so fast. I have so many things I want to talk about tonight, but as usual, I'm about out of time. I will, like I said, I'll give you a little teaser here on this poll that the Daily Caller did on the state of race relations in America. We'll definitely take a look at that next week, especially in light of the George Zimmerman case. That's about all I've got for tonight. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with me and talking about all the things that have been going on this week. Please feel free to look at what started it all, the Conservative Cauldron blog, and you can find that at www.conservativecauldron.blogspot.com. I am also on Facebook at facebook.com/Becky Noble, and you can find me at Twitter at Pinkwood. And please go to examiner.com. You can find some of my articles and things there, too. So, I want to thank everybody again for listening tonight. You're listening to Conservative Cauldron Radio. I'm your host, Becky Noble. See you next week.
You're listening to the Conservative Cauldron, Bewitching Radio.